Sometimes when I do puja, I do a shortened version. This is a very shortened version because I'm going to put them away just after the offering, so we can take them with us. Actually, I got Chaitanya Priya SMS this morning saying she's coming tomorrow.
She sent me a text. It was a little difficult
because it means getting someone to bring her from the airport down there. Seems like it's arranged. So she'll come. You know her?
She's so good. I volunteered.
They're coming also. Panchana and another student, they're going to come before Radhasthami for 4 or 5 days. And then I figure we'll leave around 5. We'll go on the same vehicle and just sort of pack up and then hop in there. I wasn't used to sleeping inside. Stuffy, and it's for being cool at night, sleeping outside.
It's very stuffy outside.
Yeah, there wasn't any air. But this looks like it's going to may rain, may have a thunderstorm. Said that she'd give me money to buy a little house, for the amount of money she wanted to give to buy a house. Couldn't even get a dog house, that would have gotten. I thought that I'd fix up the room and then I could use this room. Machinery and everything's in there, the heater and stuff, and the water boiler. But it has a nice view. That's called Chila Cave, or Star Mountain. And we're very close to downtown. It's very good area. The metro is just over here. It just stops over there, so the devotees, they just go out and sank down the woodies in 5 minutes. They go on and then they're downtown in 10 minutes. Yeah, it's very, very good. Very good place. You hear the dogs in the back? Having tried for 3 years. In England, they would never allow such a thing. Dogs barking all night long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Opening and closing the window all night.
Huh?
I was opening and closing the window because I was really hot, but the dogs were making so much noise, so I kept closing it, and then they'd be quiet, so I'd open it again.
Yeah, thanks. On the farm, you don't have noise like that. The other day, I got into my sleeping bag, and a spider bit me a couple of times, but it was dark, so I couldn't find him, so he bit me here once, and he bit me here on the arm as well. Prabhupada was writing how Lord Chaitanya was doing parikrama of Govardhan Hill. And it was interesting that, you know, Lord Chaitanya didn't... you saw Dalai Gorja. They stay here. I don't travel with them anymore, but they stay here, and then Manini takes care of them. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya wouldn't go on Govardhan Hill, because Govardhan Hill is a little different than Krishna. But described, for instance, when he was doing parikrama, then he would become very, very ecstatic. And then in ecstasy, then he would lose his identity as forget himself being a sannyasi. And he would just think of himself as a gopi or Srimati Radharani, looking for Krishna. So he went up on a mountain, and it said that he then fell into ecstasy, and it fell off the cliff and fell down the mountain. And then wherever he would go, he would see the trees, and he would embrace the trees. He said he would embrace every tree. And it fell down the forest on ecstatic symptoms, and then he would, foam would come from his mouth and tears would come from his eyes. So the deer would come and they would lick up the foam from his mouth, and the birds, they would drink up the tears that came out of his eyes. And if he distance, he saw a grove, a kunj, and so he would run there thinking that maybe Krishna's there. And when we got there, then Krishna wasn't there, so then he would start to cry, and he would cry so intensely that all the trees would also start to cry, and then he would fall down, and then he would get up and start running around, and he would fall down again. And well, the only way actually the devotees knew of these things was because people would see him, and they would just report that. So it took him, a long time to go around Govardhan Hill. Many days. There was one place where he got around to when he wanted to actually see Gopal, who was on top of the hill, but then he wouldn't go on top. So then Gopal arranged that there would be a rumor that the Muslims were coming, so they took him out of the temple on top of the hill, and they took him to a town called Gantoli, which was not far away from Govardhan. And he was hidden in the house of some Brahmins. And then Lord Chaitanya, I think the deities were there for 3 days, so Lord Chaitanya stayed there. So that was at least 3 days, this parikrama. And then he kept going in different places. Lord Chaitanya would sit down and rest. So he was, and then he would just get distracted and wander around the different forests that were also around Govardhan. Because I'm writing about Govardhan Hill still. It's a long, long parikrama, and there's a lot of things that go on Govardhan Hill. Particularly, there's this where they say Lord Chaitanya rested. One of the places that he rested, it's called Indrakund or Charnakund. And that was when when Indra came and saw Krishna, he was actually walking around Govardhan Hill, seeing if there was any damage. And so Indra came with Sarabhi, because he was afraid to go on his own. So he came with Sarabhi cow, which was different. It's not Sarabhi cow from the spiritual world, this is Sarabhi cow from the heavenly planet of cows. And But he came with her, with Krishna, but willing to look at him, and pay attention to him, just bowed down and just walked by him. Didn't even want to talk to him, look at him. And then Sarabi interceded, and she asked him to allow him to Indra to apologize, so that on top of Govardhan Hill at one place, which is called Indra Puja, or Indra Vedi, then Indra came, and then he, with those prayers that are in Krishna Bhakti Bhagavatam, that's really, and then he was crying. Although actually his tears were more because he was afraid of what Krishna was going to do than he actually really felt repentant. And so his tears flew down, flowed down the hill and collected in a place, and they made a little lake. And that's called Indra Kund. It's also called Charan Kund because his tears washed Krishna's feet. And there's other places actually over there. There are different Shilas there. There's one Shila that's called Bhajani Shila, which was at a different time when Krishna went on Govardhan Hill tending cows. He was there, and the cowherd boys, they had their flutes, but there was no drum. So Krishna started to play on the stone, started playing drum on the stone. So even now, if you hit that stone, it sounds like a mridanga. So that's called Bhajani Shila. And there are other, actually, stones in that area, because once Srimati Radharani was there, and they were dressing her to actually meet with Krishna. So there's one place where there's sindoor on the stones, that's called sindoor. Someplace else where they mix the kajal, so it's black there. So it's called Kajal Shila. There's another place where they, different cosmetics, they mix on stone, and that's there. And then there's one place where I guess they mixed perfumes, and so it's called Gandhi, the aroma has the smell of different perfumes there, and those are also there. And I'm starting to itch. Anyway, that was about there on Giriraj Parikrama. What's coming back the other side, and then there's going towards Yatipur, which is actually where Madhavendra Puri lived, which on the other side of Govardhan Hill where he lived. Now the Balabha Sampradaya, it's sort of actually their Vrindavan headquarters. Okay, I'm going to send this off, and then we're going to go down.